Welcome everyone to Serenity class number one. And you've probably went through the intro video. We're going to cover some of those basics again, just to make sure we've got some of the core exercises and some of the core understandings. But now we're going to go into some depth in this class. But before we do so, let's tune in. You've had a busy day probably, or depending on when it is that you play this audio, you'll have a chance to really tune in now. So before we get into any course material, let's create a sacred space. Let's do like a little blessing for ourselves. Take a nice deep breath. Close your eyes. Place your hand on your heart. Let yourself make that ha sound in the out-breath. That beautiful release, that letting go of that which no longer serves you, so you can bring in that inspired energy. With every breath, let go. Tune in, and let's set our intent for this class. Let's have fun, first of all. Let's have our hearts and minds open. Let's tune into the very essence that's within you, that as you hear the words that come through me, that you'll be able to feel, that you'll be able to understand, that you'll be able to remember the essence, the knowings, and the feel of that beautiful sense of serenity within yourself. That's what the course is all about. It's not really going to teach you something new at the head level. It's more so going to help you remember those core elements of who you truly are. So, this opening blessing is all about you giving thanks to yourself, giving thanks to not just your possessions, but also for the very space you live in within yourself, in your heart, your mind, your energy field. For this course, we give thanks for everything. Even the things that have not been pleasant that have shown up in our lives, because whatever you bless, you transform. Whatever you bless, you transform with your intent. And maybe I'll do a little breakout module on just intent as well, because that is incredibly fun. With all the courses that I've taught, I've added at least one element of intent. And intent is not intention. Intent is purity. It's a done deal. It's whatever you give gratefulness for, whatever you give gratitude for, you create, you manifest. It may not show up exactly when you want it, but you emanate the feeling and the essence of it. So this opening blessing is all about you. It's all about who you are at the core level, deep within your sacred self and your heart. So we begin with module one. What is serenity? Well, first of all, if you heard the intro video, I told you a little bit of the story about what inspired me and brought serenity to my attention, but I'll give you a quick little snippet of that story. I was in Sedona many years ago. We were doing Qigong out on this terrace of the beautiful place called Oak Creek Canyon. If you've ever been to Sedona, you might recognize that canyon. And the ponderosa pines and the juniper trees were just adoring, sending us that adoring energy to us. And this vision came to me, and what the vision showed wasn't as important as the feeling. The feeling was, it was just pure, and it happened in an instant. And that's 10 years ago, almost to the day. And well, that vision changed me. It transformed me because it taught me something that I hadn't really noticed or I hadn't seen in quite the completeness. You know, like what Mozart got when he downloaded the music that he got. When I say download, in other words, when he got inspired, the whole song came to him before he ever went to the piano and started playing. And that's kind of what happened with serenity. Now, it has taken on many levels and many dimensions more and deeper since that first vision. As we get into what is serenity, I just wanted to give you that backstory because that's part of my purpose. And when you know your purpose, it gives you energy. It gives you the fuel. It gives you that extra oomph that we all need in order to keep going in life. And this has taken quite some energy for me to pull all these pieces together. And the more that you see about serenity, including when the app comes out, you'll be able to kind of see like, oh, there's some cool stuff here. There's some depth to this. Some real core materials and extra stuff that we haven't even talked about yet. So let's talk about serenity's purpose now. Let's go into a little bit of depth. At one level, it is about calming your mind. And if that's all that it did, it would truly be a benefit to anyone who desires to tune into themselves. But let's go a little deeper than that. When we say calm the mind, what it really helps you do is it helps you let go of the mind thinking that you are your thoughts, that you are your feelings, which, of course, neither one of those are true. But, of course, the tough part is that when you're going through your day and you're getting stressed, we don't even stop to think about, okay, so what's really happening inside of me? The one salient question I ask all the time is, every person that comes to any of our courses or any personal session clients that I've ever worked with is, write this question down. How am I feeling? Now, this is just level one of Serenity's purpose. How am I feeling? And start tuning in and ask yourself, yeah, what am I feeling like? Now, most of us don't slow down to allow ourselves to feel our feelings, and therefore it creates stress in the background. And we're going to talk about this in depth tonight when we get into the present moment awareness. So if you choose to let go and breathe, and you do the Serenity breath, which is such a powerful process. I'm already getting feedback from people now telling me just how cool it is, and it brings a smile to my face and to my heart. When you practice the Serenity breath, you're going to find that you become calm in a matter of seconds, if not minutes. So that allows you to then go to the next piece, which is that the emotions can begin to resurface so they don't stay submerged or pushed under the surface. And as you let those emotions begin to come up and bubble up to the surface, they're not so hard to handle because you're not resisting them anymore. You're just breathing through them. You're allowing them. You're accepting them. So this is still level one of Serenity's purpose. In essence, it helps you calm your mind and get in touch with the emotions within you, and in many cases, clear those stuck, negative, trapped emotions. If that's all it did, I think you'd be pretty satisfied. But, of course, it does more than just that. The next level of what Serenity is and what its purpose is to help bring people together of like mind and like heart. Now, at first, that may not make a difference to you, but what if someone in your family or in your friends is having a tough time and you could help them and provide some solace or some peace or at least a moment of just relaxation or letting go of the stress that was going on inside of them? Let's say you taught them the Serenity breath. They closed their eyes. They took a nice deep breath. They placed their hand on their heart, and they tuned in. And before you know it, they feel like the stress just dissolved. And this happens faster than most people can imagine. Maybe you've already started sharing it with some of your friends, and you can see just how simple it is. And it's so simple, you can teach it to probably a third grader, almost down to a first grader. And it should be that simple. It shouldn't be, you know, about imagining figures of light and, you know, this crazy, wild mindfulness stuff. You know, I got to go to 5 courses and sit for 3 weekends and go to an ashram. With all due respect, that's all great. It should be simple. And you can gain mastery through simplicity. The more you practice something, the better you get at it. So the second purpose is to bring people together of like mind and like heart. And when I say to bring them together, not just because of Serenity itself, it's because what is your intent? When we are in connection with ourselves, it's so much easier to connect to others. So if something in your life isn't going right, take a nice deep breath. Do the Serenity breath. Put your hand on your heart. See that beautiful sun begin to rise on the horizon. Allow yourself to breathe like that because the breath will set you free faster than anything on this planet, faster than any drug, faster than any other substance, except for if you have like an incredible essential oil, but that's a whole other subject. So that's the second level. The third level is to help us live from our hearts. In other words, our essence. Now we're going to go into some depth about that in today's class. And when you're in touch with your heart, and I mean more than just your human heart, your sacred, your spiritual heart, now life takes on different meaning. You begin to feel different. You begin to feel more complete, more whole, more centered. Now there's another benefit of when you start connecting at that level. And this is something that Serenity did for me along the way, and it's still doing it every day. And it's teaching me to be aware at deeper levels. In other words, not just the mind, but within the sacred center of the heart, which really means to be multidimensional. What does that mean? What does being multidimensional help you do? It helps you free yourself from this third dimension stuff that we get stuck in, cause and effect. There is enough, not enough. I have light and I have dark. I've got enough time, I don't have enough time. All the polarities that we dance between, and that's what causes the stress in our life, is thinking that it's got to be a certain way and it's not the way we want. You have your preference and here's the way that it's showing up. And we'll go into some real nice detail and depth about what this means in today's class. So to be multidimensional is you step outside the normal rules that apply when you're in your third dimensional mind, which means the third dimensional mind is when you believe there's limitation. When the mind keeps going back into its old file cabinets to find the belief that applies to this situation, but you find out that, you know what, this new situation defies understanding, it defies comparison, it defies anything you've ever experienced before. So where do you go and what do? When you learn how to get back into your heart, when you remember how to get back into your heart, suddenly life takes on new meaning. You get into different depths of yourself. And now you are multidimensional, and that is our point of being here on the planet at this time. We are living in a very advanced age when it comes to light. We are light beings, and this is extremely practical for those of you that are wondering, is this getting a little new agey? The answer is, it's as practical as anything you could ever practice, and the reason why is because when you're grounded and centered and focused, your energy is straight on, and you can apply that energy in whatever it is that you choose that brings you joy, that brings you results, that brings you your expected intent. Much, much better to be aligned with your heart and your mind all in one place. So that's serenity's purpose, those three levels. Number one, calming the mind and getting in touch with your emotions. Level two, to bring people together of like mind and like heart. And level three, to help us learn from our heart's essence and be multidimensional beings. That's who we truly are on the inside. So now, let's talk about present moment awareness. You know, you hear me talk about it in my newsletters quite a bit. It's something that I've been doing for quite a long time. When I first started studying it back in the old days, I remember in 1993, a wonderful author by the name of Vernon Howard, he helped make me aware of what the present moment was really about. And I got it right away. I was like, wow. And it just opened my eyes and the awareness kicked in. So the essence of present moment awareness is that when you're in this moment, as you hear my voice, even if you pause this audio and you listen to your own breath, that's when you're in the moment. It doesn't mean that you're more enlightened because of that. What it means is that you are in touch, that you can allow yourself, and you've got the courage to feel your own feelings, to sense what this thing called the now is all about. What you're really saying on the inside is, I accept what is showing up, rather than resisting it. And in essence, the only cause of pain in our life is resisting not what's happening on the outside per se, but resisting our own feelings about it. And there is the key right there. When you're in acceptance, you don't have to agree with what's happening. Let's say if someone said something to you that has hurt you, you don't have to agree with them. All you need to do is tune into how you feel about it. Breathe into that. The more you get used to doing these little practices when times are easy, then when times get tougher, you've practiced it dozens of times. It gets far easier, and then you move through those tough times, and they're not so tough any longer. You realize that now you're beginning to master the self within you, the mind, the ego, whatever it is that is causing some of that dissension, some of the noise, some of the fracas. So if you're writing any notes down there, it's acceptance versus resistance. The resistance is what causes us pain on the inside. And present moment awareness allows you to feel your feelings. That's what serenity is really all about. When you get into this place within you that you're okay whether what you want shows up or not, whether you feel the way you want or not, you start rising above that by stepping back into your heart. Place your hand on your heart. Keep tuning in. Keep breathing. As time goes on, now you're going to notice that you're okay whether what you want happened the way you wanted. You're okay with it, whether it showed up or not. So you're allowing yourself to feel your feelings. And when we begin to talk about how we breathe on the inside, we're going to do the serenity breath now. I know we've practiced it before, but it's so helpful because the more you practice it, the better you're going to get at it. So we're going to do a simplified form of the serenity breath. Close your eyes. Take a nice, slow, deep breath. Cleansing breath. Let yourself make that ha sound on the out breath. And as you breathe, touch the tip of your tongue to the roof of your mouth. This is the place where your hypothalamus resides, where the light comes in and is the bridge between the mind and the body. With your hand on your heart, imagine a sun beginning to rise on the horizon. And the sun is so important, it is symbolic of the light within you. That is its purpose. As that sun begins to slowly rise, just let yourself feel. Just breathe that gentle sun into all the cells, all the energy in your body. Let that light just come pouring through as gently and as beautifully as possible. And let yourself have a little smile on your face as you begin to notice that sun rising on the horizon, nice and slow. And the more you notice that light and the warm embrace and the warm glow of that sun on your skin just begins to bless your whole energy field, the more you become it. And whatever is shown the light becomes the light. So you can direct your attention this way. When you focus on light, when you focus on this serenity breath, the sun within the serenity breath, you become that. And it's not a belief system. This is just purely your own homing beacon within you. That beacon of light is what's in your sacred center within your heart. The more you breathe that light in, the more you nourish your cells, all of your brain, all of your neuropeptides, all of your central nervous system, all of your endocrine glands. We talked about the hypothalamus a little bit in the intro video and how that hypothalamus is bathed in light. And when that happens, it lights up your whole network of all your glands within your body. Your adrenals, your pituitary gland, your pineal gland, your thyroid, your thymus, everything in between, including all the way down to your reproductive organs. And it settles you down. So now you're producing serotonin. Now you're producing oxytocin in some cases and dopamine instead of cortisol and adrenaline. So those warm neurotransmitters, serotonin, dopamine, oxytocin, are there when you're feeling calm and in a state of appreciation and love within yourself. That's what serenity is all about. So as you continue, before we finish here with the serenity breath, just notice. Notice how you're feeling. Listen to your own heart. If you can't hear it, place your hand on your heart or maybe on your neck where the carotid artery is and just feel the pulse. And let yourself behold the miracle of that spark of life that's flowing through you in this moment, in this instant. And now you're in this moment. How beautiful. What a miracle you are, my friend. So now we're moving on to the power of memes and mind viruses. So as you open your eyes, you kind of get like a few little, wow, that feels good. Not a rude awakening after the serenity breath, because this is going to get really good now. Because when you begin to sense the memes and mind viruses that flow through, you get really like, as Vernon Howard once called it, a perception into the deception of the mind thinking that what you just heard was true or what you just read was true. When whether it was true or not isn't the point. How it hits you is the key. And is that response true or not? Is that stress response the way you want to feel? Because if it's not, that's when you tune back in, you take that breath. And the more you practice it, the better you get at it. So, in essence, just to kind of review really short, what a mind virus is something that something or someone somehow picks up, got its own contagious energy to it. And it might be a piece of bad news. It might be something where, you know, something happened in the stock market. It might be something that happened to your friends. It might be happened to a family member. Something out there in the world. You might be hearing about certain health issues or financial issues or some calamity that might have happened. And the more that's replayed out there in the collective consciousness, in other words, out there in the news and the social media, we begin to think that it's true, and to the extent that it causes you stress, that tells you it's a mind virus. So one of the keys of the Serenity Course is to help us become aware of what's flowing through us. You know, what does a mind virus feel like? and get in touch with yourself and say, you know what? This is not an appropriate feeling for me. In other words, like, I don't want to continue feeling like this. So I'm going to step back and do the serenity breath, which is the simplest thing to do before you even do the serenity process, which I will teach you in this class. To the point where you could be standing in line, you could be in traffic, you could be talking to a friend right across from them at a table. And if you're getting stressed about what they're sharing with you, you could just take a nice deep breath on the inside, because you've done it so many times and you felt that shift that now you're not stressed about whatever it is you're hearing, because you're centered and you're connected on the inside. So the key to mind viruses is that they affect us unconsciously. And there is one way to detect whether there's a mind virus going on or not: how you're feeling. So that gets back to that real basic salient question is, how am I feeling? What I do each day, I start my mornings doing what's called serenity sessions, and I'm going to teach things about that in our next class. I'll drop a few seeds about it in this class as well. In essence, a serenity session is, you just find your little sacred space, you do the serenity breath, you may do the serenity process, but in essence, I just open up a journal, could be on paper, could be on your iPad, whatever's comfortable for you, and I write this first question: how am I feeling? That opens it up, because I want to inquire within to see how I'm feeling on the inside. What's going on within Paul? What's going on within you in this case? And it's magical in its ability to unravel stuff if there's stress, even if it's the first part of the day, because who wants to start stressed, right? If you're carrying stuff from yesterday, you want to let go of that stuff so you walk forward today with the energy and the inspiration and the that good feeling that you would like to feel, rather than being at the mercy of whatever the old memories, old thoughts, old memes and viruses that have been floating around. So when you do a serenity session, you get in touch with what's flowing in you, and you can put it down on paper or on an electronic tablet, and now you've got, it's not control. You actually release the need to control, because now these thoughts, they just flow through and they're gone. It's like waves in the ocean. They come in and they go out. You become transparent to the stress. So the interesting thing about memes and mind viruses, they kind of spread like, you know, stuff that goes out there in the popular culture. You know, when we hear about coronaviruses or other stuff, it's not just the physical virus, it's also the concept of the virus. The bad news begins to multiply as if it had a life of its own. Now, isn't that strange? Think about it. When's the last time you read an article that it actually made you stressed? It's probably recently. And it may be affecting your pocketbook. It might be affecting someone you care about. It might be affecting other issues, but in essence, it's how you feel on the inside. Now, this is where serenity comes in. Serenity is a self-cleansing meme, meaning that anything that it touches, it cleanses just by its contact. And if you remember the first video, even the intro video before the course ever started, there is a difference between a black hole, which takes in everything that is unlike itself, and a white hole. And serenity is like a white hole. It pulls in everything that is unlike itself, in other words, like darkness and negativity and dark feelings and things like that. And so the serenity wave or the serenity field is all about that, the ability for it to help us just like slow down. Now, if this sounds a little too weird, I can relate, because when it first came to me, I just thought like, wow, this is pretty advanced stuff. Well, intelligence has a way of coming to us. In other words, like advanced intelligence. It speaks through us. You can get it in terms of a book. It might be a movie, might be music, might be someone sharing something with you, but you know it when you feel it. And anything that can absolve negative energy, dissolve it, of course, but then turn it into something positive, has high intelligence to it. And that's the essence of what serenity can do. So it is a self-cleansing meme, in other words, energy field. And it helps you, here are the benefits, think more clearly, your body's more relaxed, and you begin to remember that you are a multidimensional being, like we talked about in the first part of our class. So that's just a little bit touching on memes and viruses.